Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Manifestation deck and I have the full moon in Scorpio. Breathe through the tension. There is a strong sexual energy around you now. The good news is that this sexual energy is very creative. After all, it leads to the act that creates humans. A tense situation could be about to boil over, so go carefully. Spend time outdoors. It will help you calm your emotions as well as increasing your general well-being. You need to find a balance between your emotions and your sensual sides. Don't deny that part of yourself. Use the energy to create what you want. I mean, that's just really easier said than done. Manifesting balance. Balance your ability to caress your need to be caressed. Manifesting mindset. When we're emotionally overheated, we end up focusing on what we don't want rather than what we do want. Bear this in mind now and breathe. That's actually always a good thing to think about. There's a manifesting ritual, which is make sure you're fully in touch with your sensual side. Unspent sexual energy creates blockages, so use your imagination. Manifestation affirmation. Sexual energy fires me up in a good way and helps me to express my creativity too. The best time to work your magic is when the moon in Scorpio is on a Tuesday, Mars day, or during Mars hour. So the full moon takes place when the sun is in Taurus and the moon is in Scorpio. So actually, the full moon actually is on a Tuesday. So that's good news for everyone and all. However, working your sexual energy is not, or releasing just your tension, is not always as easy as it can seem. So this is going to be really stupid of me to say, but you need to find a way to express yourself emotionally and mentally, not only to others but yourself, without feeling stupid, without putting yourself down. In order to express yourself sexually, you need a certain degree of confidence in yourself, and if you do not feel confident in yourself, then it becomes very, very hard walking around in I'm not gonna lie, this is just a personal opinion, but walking around in a bunch of trees, yes, may clear your head, all right, and being in touch with nature may help you clear your head and free you up, but it won't necessarily make you feel more confident. So what makes you feel confident in your own body, your own self? Is it certain smells? Is it the certain way that you dress? Is it getting enough sleep? Is it going for a long bike ride? Is it going for a run, filling you up with confidence and ready for the day? Are there things in your past that you have done that have made you feel confident? And have you lost your way somewhere along this path that you're now currently on? Look back and think of all those times where you felt confidence and full of life and full of positive sensual energy towards yourself, and see if you can recreate some of those moments. And don't try and get yourself being like, well, no, I'm not now, I've put on too much weight, or I'm not that person anymore. These are stories which you'll tell yourself in order for you to put yourself off doing these things, and this doing those things will make you feel a bit stupid, because you'll be like, I'm not that person anymore. You are always the same person. You've just grown and evolved. And something along the way has knocked that energy off balance. So in order for you to recreate that, you need to find out where you have lost your confidence along the way, number one. Number two, what it was you did before that gave you that confidence in yourself. Yeah? I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.